Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the show. It's Rob Zicari. Rob Zicari Show. Let's get started. So, I'm getting a report. I know this is a political show. We don't really talk pop culture until the end. But I was getting a report that music icon, I'd say he's a music icon. I'm getting reports that music icon, Prince, is dead. That's the word that is circulating around. That police and paramedics were called to his home, and a middle-aged man was found dead. So that's the story that's going around. Don't know if it's true. Might be true. Probably is true. TMZ is reporting this. They seem to get a lot of these stories correct. And also, if you're a wrestling fan, remember the wrestler Chyna. She was found dead last night. You know, they say celebrities go in threes. So that means, well, that was three. You had the lady from the Ray Romano show, the Doris lady. I don't remember the last name there. So you had her, and now you have your Prince, and then you had Chyna last night. That's three. 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 They go in threes. Isn't that weird how that happens? Like, why is that? Why do celebrities die in threes? It's, come on. Why does that happen like that? It's very bizarre. It's very bizarre. So that booga booga works. We're still waiting to see if my disfigurement prayer works. Remember yesterday? Those of you who were with us, we did a prayer to Jesus. We did a prayer to Joseph Smith. And Joseph Smith. And we did a prayer to God. Because I know, rather it's Christianity or it's Catholic. One of those things. One of them believe in God and Jesus being completely separate people. And I know the other religion is them together as one. God is Jesus and vice versa. So I prayed to all three for Cruz supporters, Cruz bots, to be disfigured, like maimed. Not like cancer, not wishing cancer on them or death, just that they would have some type of disfigurement, lobster hands, non-cancerous tumors on their heads. I would even add, and I'm not going to re-pray right now, because I think when you pray, for something like that, something big, you know, disfigurement, people to escape death, things of that nature, big things, a pot of gold. You can't overstay those prayers. You can't use them too much. You know, you can't push your luck with the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm not gonna do it again, because he might be like, "What's? Oh, wait a minute, he's Rob's prayer." Oh, stop already. We already got that one. So I'm not gonna, you know, overuse the prayer. Okay? I'm not gonna overuse it. But I would like to add, if I could amend the prayer, maybe I could when you do up a contract, a lawyer puts an amendment. You know, it's like an amendment or a Senate, the senators, a congressman, an amendment to Bill 1778, the prayer bill. I'd like to amend that. I would also throw in there, it doesn't have to be lobster hands. It doesn't have to be a tumor. It could be excessive weight gain. I know some of the cruise bots already have that, but I would throw in with my prayers and the ailments that I wish they would have, like my 600-pound life weight gain. You ever seen that show on Discovery? They weigh like 6, 7, 800 pounds. And they have to have a team of nurses to lift up their fat rolls to wash them. Like one nurse lifts up one roll, and the other nurse takes it's like a chamois, and they scrub the crease down. Yeah. So I amend my prayers, and I would throw that into the disfigurement. Along with the bark hands and tumors and things of that nature. So, okay, we have that set up. So, breaking news now on the CNN front. Not official, but they're saying a death investigation at singer Prince's recording studio. So TMZ says Prince is dead. And CNN saying there's a possible death at the studio. So we'll keep you abreast. I know it's not pop culture. We want to talk politics. You want to talk politics? Let's jump into politics. So, yesterday, and I can always tell, listen, I can always tell when the media heads, the pundits, different people have listened to this show. Trust me, they listen to this show. They read the articles. They listen to this show. I know the articles get sent from our Twitter feed and so forth and so on, our Facebook. I know they read the articles. I know they listen to the show. I can tell when I'm watching the talking heads, when I'm watching the Foxes, when I'm watching the CNNs and the MSNBCs and the ABCs and so forth and so on, and I hear them say something that we talked about at the show. And I hear them say something to the T. And then I look at the stats from our show, and they're through the roof. There's something there. There's something there. Okay? Seriously, there's something there. Yesterday's stats were through the roof. They were through the roof. Our downloads, our listens were through the roof. Through the roof. Our roof is gone. They were right through the roof. And I heard a bunch of our talking points coming from different talking heads. Stuff that we've been saying for 2 months, stuff that we've been saying for 3 months, stuff that we've been saying for 3 weeks, stuff that we've been saying for 3 days. Yesterday I heard people starting to compare Trump's candidacy and where he is as far as delegates and things that are happening with the campaign. People were comparing that to Romney. And I've been saying that for weeks. I've been saying that for months. When you hear people say, "Oh, wow, Trump, he's the weakest candidate that we've had in years and years and years, and we can't win." And I go, "Wait a minute, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? He's actually doing better than Romney as far as states winning and delegates. popularity. I go, if anything, he's right at the point Romney was as far as delegates. I go, what are you talking about? I go, why do you guys dismiss 2008? Why do you guys dismiss 2012? Why would you do that? And yesterday, on that Bloomberg show, what is that? Holloman? I know it's Holloman. I can't remember the other guy's name. Holloman. They have the show The Circus. You know the show on Showtime? I don't know if you have Showtime. But they have a show called The Circus. One of the guys, people who are part of this show wrote the book, very famous book, Game Changer? I'm getting information from one side. People are throwing information at me. I don't let them talk. They have to mouth the information. And I'm getting past information. Yeah, they're official. They're not allowed to talk. They have to just pass it through. I'm trying to get the guys here. Hold on. Let me get the information because I want to get it correct here. Relax. Where is it? Cast. Okay, Mark Halperin and John Hellerman. That's it. Hellerman and Halperin. It's like they have very similar names. But those are the Bloomberg guys. They have their show, with all due respect. But they were talking yesterday. And they were discussing Trump's campaign. And Hellerman, I think Hellerman's the bald one. Pretty sure. Pretty sure Hellerman's the bald one. Rather, it's Hellerman or Halperin. One of them starts talking about the Romney campaign. And he says, well, you know, at this point in 2012, Mitt Romney already had it locked up. And the other one, Halperin goes, no, he didn't. And Hellerman goes, what? And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you're this political genius. You're this you have the show and you write books. Your television show, and you don't know this? Wow, you don't know this. And Halperin goes, no, he didn't have it locked up. What do you mean? That's a John Hellerman. What do you mean? Again, this guy is supposed to know more than he's on television. He's got a show I'm on MSNBC every day, Monday through Friday. He's got a show on Showtime. I mean, he's a big shot, and he doesn't know. If Halperin wasn't there to correct him, you, the viewer, would be going, yeah, Romney had it locked up. He didn't. I told you guys this. Little old me told you this. And this John Holloman didn't even know. What? He didn't? He didn't? And Halperin goes, no. No, at this time, 4 years ago, Romney, this is what he said on TV. Halperin said this. He goes, Romney was at the exact same place Trump was, except he was about 100 more delegates ahead. And Halperin goes, oh, I didn't know that. So when did he lock it up? And Halperin goes, he didn't lock it up for about another month and a half. And Halperin goes, what? And Halperin goes, when everybody else dropped out. That's when he got the remaining delegates needed to make the 1237. And then he started to, again, it was like, I'm like, what is this? This John Hellerman, what is he, purposely being retarded? Halpern has to explain to him. Well, back in 2012, like other elections, you would have the presumptive nominee. Once the other candidates were mathematically eliminated, they dropped out. The party got around that nominee, and then he went ahead and got the delegates needed to make the 1237. And that's the problem right now, that they are not getting behind Trump, and he's got to do a better job of getting the party around him. And I think last night with that concise, with that victory speech and not calling Ted Cruz lying Ted was a step in the right direction. And then their bell rings, beep, and they move on and they have to go to a commercial. And Hellerman goes, well, we'll have to talk about this again. And I'm like, wow, stupid. You didn't know this? I've been saying this for 2 months now. So at least people are starting to bring up 08 and 2012. At least they're starting to bring up 08 and 2012. And just to break in, Prince is officially dead. CNN is officially showing pictures of him from his appearance on Arsenio Hall show. Officially dead. Remember when Prince did the Super Bowl? I mean, it's a pretty big deal that Prince is dead. I'm just saying. I mean, he's pretty big. Pretty big. He's 57. Very young. 57. Remember, what was it, about a week ago? On his plane, his private plane, they had to make an emergency landing because he was sick. And they had taken him to the hospital, but after he was taken to the hospital, they said he was cool, he was fine, he was just suffering from the flu. I guess a little more than the flu. Something's going on there. But he's dead. All right, let's get back to politics. So when Halperin and Hellerman brought up Romney, I was like, thank you guys. You finally are doing your homework. Or at least one of you is doing your homework. The other one is still stupid. But I want to share another little comparison. Just a smidgen. And I've done this before, and I know it's like beating a dead horse. But in 08... let me give you a little reminder. In 08, in the New York primary, John McCain got 333,000 votes, followed by Mitt Romney with 178,000 votes, followed by Mike Huckabee with 68,000 votes, Ron Paul with 40,000 votes, and Rudy Giuliani with 23,000 votes. Those were the totals in 2008 for a total of 670,000 people voting in the New York primary. Then in 2012, Mitt Romney won with 118,000 votes, followed by Ron Paul with 27,000 votes, followed by Newt Gingrich with 23,000 votes, followed by Rick Santorum with 18,000 votes, for a total of 190,000 people voting in the New York primary. And here we have 2016, and you have Donald Trump with 524,000 votes, John Kasich with 217,000 votes, followed by Ted Cruz with 126,000 votes, for a total of 868,000 people voting in the 2016 New York primary. So as you see, ladies and gentlemen, like I've said yesterday, day before yesterday, day before yesterday, day before yesterday, blah, 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 blah. Record turnout for 2016. Also, record turnout as far as popular vote. As far as popular vote, Donald Trump basically doubled, almost doubled, John McCain, and quadrupled Mitt Romney. So when you hear people tell you, Donald Trump is the weakest candidate that we've had, and many won't win, because it wasn't 2012, stupid, and it wasn't in 2008, stupid. Now, those of you who go, well, Rob, those are New York numbers. Those are our New York numbers. They don't really count. They don't really count. Because Trump has the home field advantage there. Okay. All right. That's how we do it? All right. So then let me give you a few other numbers, okay? Listen, I do some research. I do some research for this show. Okay? We don't 100% fly blind. we don't 100% wing it here, okay? So what I did was grabbed another big state, another important state in the mix. Okay, another important state in the mix, especially in the mix of the general election. Okay, in the general election, we had Florida. Okay, Florida's important. Remember that's what decided the 2000 election. You guys remember that? That decided the 2000 election. That was a big deal. Okay, so back in 2008, in the Florida primary, John McCain won with 701,000 votes. Okay, 701,000 votes. That's what John McCain got. John McCain got 701,000 votes, 36% he won. Followed by Mitt Romney with 604,000, followed by Rudy Giuliani with 286,000, followed by Mike Huckabee with 262,000, followed by Ron Paul with 62,000, followed by Fred Thompson, the late Fred Thompson, 22,000, Alan Keyes, Duncan Hunter, and Tom Tancredo. So that was 08. Then we move to 2012, where Mitt Romney got 776,000 votes, followed by Newt Gingrich with 534,000, followed by Rick Santorum with 223,000. Ron Paul got 117,000, followed by Rick Perry, 6,700. John Huntsman, 6,200. Michelle Bachmann, 3,900. Herman Cain and Gary Johnson. So that's 2012. So McCain in 08, 701,000. Mitt Romney in 2012, 776,000. And that brings us to 2016. Donald Trump, 1,079,000. 1,079,000. Followed by Marco Rubio, 638,000. Followed by Ted Cruz, 404,000. Followed by John Kasich, 159,000. followed by Jeb Bush, 43,000, Ben Carson, 21,000. So if you just compare the numbers with the people that are still in the race, Donald Trump performed stronger than the 08 candidate and the 2012 candidate. Trump got 45.7%. Romney got 46%. But remember, we broke down percentages, and you can't necessarily go off percentages when you're comparing from 08 to 12. You got to look at the total votes in this case, because I'm sure you would rather be the person that got a million votes at 45% or the person that got 776,000 votes and 46%. So I just gave you New York and I just gave you Florida. And in both states, and they're big states, right? I mean, those are big states. Those are pretty important states. I mean, one could argue that New York will go Democrat. It won't turn red. But listen, with the right candidate, it can go red. It's not like New York hasn't had a Republican governor. It's not like New York hasn't had a Republican senator. It's not like New York City hasn't had a Republican mayor. Just takes the right candidate. So here's two big states and the voter turnout for 2016 for Florida is record. Back in 08, you had 1.6 million people. In 2012, you had 1.9 million people. And in 2016, you had over 2.2 million people. So you have a record turnout for New York and Florida, and Donald Trump has gotten record voter turnout that produced a win for him. So when somebody says to you, oh, he's the weakest, he's the weakest Republican front runner in years. Well, not in 2012 and 2008, stupid. Sorry to burst your bubbles. Sorry to burst your bubbles, but that's not the case. It's not the case. Because in these two states, voter turnout and Trump winning is at record numbers. So try again. Try again with that wishful that if I wish it. It's like the field of dreams in politics. If I wish it and I imagine it, then it will magically happen. And then you open your eyes and you're like, oh, he's still there. And if you look at this also, and we're going to do this segment when we come back out of our first break. But if you look at this, Cruz is in the crap house. Seriously, Cruz is in the crap house on these two states. Cruz is in the crap house on these two states, and yet he's arguing that he should be the nominee because he's a stronger general election candidate. I mean, it defies logic. It really does. It defies logic. And I guess he's only going based off of a poll. Because I remember Anderson Cooper basically broke his dreams about 2 weeks ago in a town hall. And Cooper had the notes and said, you know, Senator Cruz, you are constantly talking about how you beat Hillary. You beat Hillary, poll after poll. But I have the numbers here, and there's only two polls out of 15 that says you beat Hillary, and those were weeks and weeks and weeks ago. As of today, there is no poll that shows that you beat. Well, Anderson, what I... No, but I'm telling you. So in the logic in the Cruz bot world, the only thing that makes him a better candidate than Trump is something that doesn't exist. So if you take that fantasy thinking that he beats Hillary in all these polls, and remember, the hypothetical polls mean nothing. They mean nothing. Hypothetical poll, who beats Hillary Clinton? George Clooney or, Bradley Cooper? Oh, Bradley Cooper, definitely. Yeah, sure. E.T.? I mean, you polls, please. Hypotheticals, polls, the whole thing. So if you take that out, where's the logic for Cruz being the nominee if he can't win Florida or New York? If he can't come in second in Florida and New York? If he comes in a distant third, how do you make the case? How do you make the case that you should be the nominee and not Donald Trump? How do you make that case? Unless you're making the case to party insiders and not voters, not the American people. It's fascinating. But we're going to talk about that in a little bit. We're going to talk about Cruz and the big meeting that took place in Florida yesterday, where the Cruz people and the Kasich people lobbied the RNC and party insiders to give them the nomination at a contested convention. They basically went to that meeting and said, please don't make us drop out. Don't give us the hook. Don't give us the hook. Don't do what is commonly referred to as the hook in baseball. When you pull the pitcher, give him the hook. Bring in the relief. Don't do that. And that's what happened. We'll talk about that. So anyways, that is the Florida and New York comparisons. That is the John Hallerman and Howman, whatever his name is, story, and why I know when this show is being used for Oppo, because the numbers are through the roof, and all of a sudden people start talking about things that we have been pushing on this show for weeks and weeks and weeks. Even the point of me saying how Trump winning the state at 60% is more than Cruz and more than Kasich with their home states. And if you say, well, everybody's supposed to win their home state, yes, but you're supposed to really win it, like really, really win it, over 50% win it. You're supposed to win it and put it in the stratosphere of adding second and third place together And they don't even catch you. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. Okay? That's what you're supposed to do. That's a win. And Cruz barely getting 40% in his home state is not impressive. Kasich barely getting 40% or a little over is not impressive. When second and third can combine to beat you in your home state, it's not an accomplishment. You did nothing. You absolutely did nothing. What Trump did was what you're supposed to do if you're a true front runner. What Trump did is what you're supposed to do if you're the presumptive nominee. You're supposed to win your home state at a margin that 2 and 3 could not catch if they were together. And that was a narrative yesterday. I heard talking heads and different people on the shows saying that yesterday. And I said, wow, people just must have turned their radios on. They must have just turned their computers on and whipped out their notepads and put all this information down. Must have went to our website, the RobZakariShow.com, and they downloaded all the episodes from yesterday. We had 4 segments. And they just, okay, this is a good one. All right. They went to the Twitter. They got a chart that we made. It's a little crude. It's nothing. It's no Rachel Maddow chart. It was a little crude. But we broke down the New York primary in 08 and 2012 and 2016 totals and compared them. And we actually have the Florida chart. We just haven't released it yet. So the people definitely got their notepads out and wrote down the information from yesterday's program. And I like that. I appreciate that. Makes me feel good. Makes us feel that we are doing a good job and we are important. We're not just some dummy. We're not some Mark Levin, that a-hole. Because Levin is just an a-hole. Don't get me started on him. But anyways, we're going to take a break. Again, Prince dead at the age of 57. That right now is overtaking the TV airwaves right now. CNN has been showing pictures of Prince. They got a little picture of Don Lemon on the phone, I guess, talking about Prince. I don't know why it's Don F. Don Lemon. I don't like Don Lemon. Have I ever said that? Don Lemon, I'm no fan of Don Lemon. I find Don Lemon incredibly arrogant, and I think Don Lemon thinks he is far more important and far more influential than he really is. Seriously. That's, well, maybe, okay, maybe I'm wrong. I have people saying that I'm wrong. Some are shaking their heads saying, yes, I'm right. Some are saying, no, I'm wrong. It's my opinion. Okay, that's it. It's my opinion. This is an opinion show. And that's my opinion. Anyways, Prince dead. The age of 57. China. I guess, poor China. Some of you are probably like, who the hell is China? She's dead. The wrestler that was married to, or boyfriend, or girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriends with Triple H, and she was a pioneer in the wrestling world, but she died last night. And people were really buzzing about it. And this morning people were buzzing about it. It was Yahoo, it was the Googles. I mean, it was getting some big traction. And now the Prince thing, it just wiped her death right out. People are like, yeah, Prince is dead. F China. Prince is dead. That's way bigger than China. Who gives a crap? I mean, that's basically what's going on.